On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be renewing our never-ending quest to meet all the often interesting, sometimes exasperating, and always fascinating, colorful men that populate Bluegrass Land, a place that has more than its fair share of eccentric, cantankerous, and just plain ornery characters. I'm Dave Higgs, and with the help of Doc Watson, Volume 5, Jake Landers, Nate Leaf, and Randall Hilton, we'll be rubbing shoulders with natural, needy, nowhere, one track, one woman, old time, one armed, and one legged men. Coming up, this crazy as Larrabee's calf, tough as stewed skunk, independent as a hog on ice, edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. Lou Reed will begin our introductory shenanigans with a look at the One Track Man from his When It Rains CD. He's headed home to Her Sweet Arms so fast, it'll make your head swim.
Changed my course, driven by a stronger force, and maybe you're the reason I'm running on a different state of mind. I'm a one-track man, just a one-track man, rolling on to your sweet arms as fast as I can. I'm a one-track man. I'm a one-track man.
Coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I call you on the phone. Get rid of your grinder, you better be there alone, 'cause the old man from the mountains coming home. I've been working in a sawmill, I'm all tied up and tense. Now I got a wind that someone's been digging under my back fence. Thought I'd better warn you and let you know today that the old man from the mountains is on his way. Old man from the mountains coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I call you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, you better be there alone, 'cause the old man from the mountains coming home. Bed, 'cause the old man from the mountain means what he said. Old man from the mountains coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I call you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, you better be there alone, 'cause the old man from the mountains coming home.
heading home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I called you on the phone. Get rid of your grinder, you better be there alone. 'Cause the old man from the mountain's coming home. Old man from the mountain's coming home.
The original five with Old Man from the Mountain as preserved on their Rootsy CD, Happy Landing. And Lou Reed led things off with One Track Man from his When It Rains outing. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown in a program that will be chock full of zany, singular, and otherwise colorful men that make Bluegrass Land the truly unique place that it is. We've been wading through this morass of eccentric humanity in more or less alphabetical order, and have finally gotten our way to the ends, and in particular, the natural man. Because in Bluegrass Land, there are just certain things that come naturally. Like gambling. This is Doc Watson singing a Merle Travis song, Natural Born Gambling Man. Oh, and beware of the piano break midway through the song. I don't want anyone being surprised and passing out in shock.
You ask me why I ramble, and you want to know why I roam. You've been wondering why I run around and ain't never had a home. My daddy was a gambler, he rambled all over this land. I'm just a chip off the same old block, I'm a natural born gambling man. I'm a natural born gambling man, yeah, natural born gambling man. I can throw a seven and follow with the left, I'm a natural born gambling man. I rambled off down to Memphis, and then I met old One-Eyed Sam. He said, come here, son, let me and you have a little game. So I throwed my money down. He snuck a one off of the bottom, and Buddy seen him when he got his hand. I pulled my pistol and I mowed him down. I'm a natural-born gambling man. I'm a natural-born gambling man. A natural-born gambling man. I can throw a seven and follow with it. I'm a natural-born gambling man. Uh-huh. They hauled me off to Nashville, of course, and locked me in a dirty old cell. But they give me a number for my name, 'twas a number that I love so well. It is 3 7s and 11, that's a good hand. I knowed right then that I'd won again, for I'm a natural born gambling man. On the day that I got my pardon, the warden, he says to me,
son, why don't you take some good advice and let that old gambling be?
I says, now you look a-here, Mr. Warden, let's me and you just play one hand. And I'll bet you 10 that you can't win. For I'm a natural-born gambling man. I'm a natural-born gambling man. Yeah, natural-born gambling man. Old Jody picked the cotton in the forks of the branch. I'm a natural-born gambling man.
Entity. A man's a pain.
set free the slaves you have. The time has come for your cars to fall. I don't want your drones in my sky. You trying to regulate my high. Ain't gonna worship in your house of lies. It's time to rise up and make a stand. Time to defend life and land for the natural law. Judge you and I.
In bluegrass land, the natural man lives by natural law. He doesn't need some statute, regulation, or ordinance to tell him what's right and what's wrong, or what he can or can't do. He's endowed with certain inalienable rights bestowed upon him by his creator, or something like that. Those were the Old Yellers in Natural Man from their 10 From Town foray. And Doc Watson was on top of things with Natural Born Gambling Man, from his Doc and the Boys CD. Another feller that frequently traverses bluegrass land is the needy man. And no one was ever needier than the traveler who was stripped of his clothes, beaten, and left for dead alongside the road from Jerusalem to Jericho. This is Volume 5 in the story of the Good Samaritan with some practical application for modern times. Man in Need.
Was traveling down along the streets to Jericho when he was beaten by the hands of thieves with unrepentant soul. One by one they passed him by and they left him there alone, never taking time to help the man in need they did not know. Please don't leave me hurting, my friend, can't you see? I'm pleading for your mercy now, I'm just a man in need. Will you help me in this troubled time, though with coin I cannot pay? Can't you see how you may be the man in need one day? Of much despair, a stranger did stop by, As he cared for the wounds, he poured on oil and wine. And he gladly took him in all the debt to pay, and asked for nothing in return from the man in need that day. And he said, I won't leave you hurting, my friend, I can see. You're pleading for my mercy now, you're just a man like me. I will help you in your troubled time, though with coin you need not pay. 'Cause I can see how I may be the man in need one day. Yes, I can see how I may be the man in need one day.
Volume 5 with Man in Need is rendered on their Mountain Fever project, Run, because we're all like the beaten man on the side of the road. Tara Linhart will get us on through our break and into more irascible individuals with Old Man on the Mountain, as found on her Bond Street Sessions recording. Figs and Jake Landers, the Misty Valley Boys, and the Cana Ramblers have the Nowhere Man, the Own Man, and the Other Man in tow, whom we'll be meeting immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Thank you. We're back, fixin' to meet the Nowhere Man, who, of course, was made famous by the Beatles' 1966 recording by the same name. The song went to number one in Australia and Canada, and to number three on the Billboard Hot 100. The song was written by John Lennon and represents one of the first tunes recorded by the Beatles that didn't relate to romance or love. Lennon wrote the tune after spending 5 anguishing hours trying to write another song for the Beatles album Rubber Soul. Lennon said, quote, "I finally gave up and lay down. Then Nowhere Man came. Words and music. The whole darn thing as I lay down." End of quote. These are the Misty Valley Boys doing the bluegrassifying.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me?
Nowhere man, please listen, you don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world's at your command.
He's as blind as he can be, just sees what he wants to see. Nowhere man, can you see me at all?
Together, your ambitions are much higher than mine. I love the simple ways you love the worldly ways, with clothes so fine, and we're unhappy most of the time.
Turn me loose, set me free from the way of life that I can't stand. I never will be able to do the things that please you are fit. Plan. Let me be my own man.
Why
must you always try to change me into someone that I don't want to be? If you don't realize, if you won't compromise, the answer I find, you go your way, I'll go mine. Turn me loose, set me free from the way of life that I can't stand. I never will be able to do the thing that pleases you or fit your plan. Let me be my own man. Turn me loose, set me free from the way of life that I can't stand. I never will be able to do the things that pleases you or fit your plan. Let me be my own man.
Jake Landers with a song about pert near every male's goal in bluegrass land, to become their own man. That was Let Me Be My Own Man from Jake's aptly entitled Old Homestead Venture, Singer, Writer. And the Misty Valley Boys were in front of it all with their cover, The Beatles' Nowhere Man. You'll find it on the boys' Master Shield recording, Bluegrass, Piedmont Style. Sometimes at odds, philosophically speaking anyway, with the own man is the one woman man. Someone that everyone in bluegrass land knows they should be, but while the mind is willing, the flesh, unfortunately, is sometimes weak. I'm a One-Woman Man was written and recorded by the great Johnny Horton, who wrote it all the way to number 7 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart in 1956. George Jones took it to number 5 with his cover of the same in 1989, and fiddler Nate Leith sings it for us now.
If you told me that you love me, I'd feel so proud.
If you let me hold you, honey, I'd holler out loud.
I'll never love another, even if I can.
Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. Oh, but you love me, baby, just to kind of hang around.
I'll always love you, honey, I'll never let you down. Never love another, even if I can.
Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Jump off and fly. I'd even swim the ocean from shore to shore just to prove that I love you just a little bit more.
Oh, would you love me, baby, just to kind of hang around?
I'll always love you, honey, I'll never let you down. I'll never love another, even if I can.
Come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
If you let me hold you, honey, I'd holler out loud. I'll never love another, even if I can.
Come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. Oh, would you let me, baby, just to kind of hang around?
I'll always love you, honey, I'll never let you down. Never love another, even if I can.
Come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Up.
dear, for coming out to meet me here. Well, I know it's not an easy thing to do. I'm sure he'll wonder soon just where you've disappeared. And I trust that you put up a good excuse. Well, I've pondered for a month or two your wedding day. Tomorrow is the day you say I do. And I had to see you one more time so I could say this desperate proposition here for you.
I'll be your other man, your other man. You'll have his name, understand. But there may come a time every now and then when what you need is just another man.
I say to you, I just could not devise a better plan. For if I could, I'd be the one to marry you. But since I can't, I'll be your other man.
I'll be your other man, your other man. You'll have his name, understand. But there may come a time every now and then when what you need is just another man.
So if he ever leaves you on some long good night, even if it's just a day or two, roll up your blinds and gaze out on that pale moonlight, and remember what I'm saying here to you.
I'll be your other man, your other man. You'll have his name, understand. But there may come a time every now and then when what you need is just another man. I'll be your other man.
If you wonder why I'm just a one-man band, here's my story. Perhaps you'll understand. My first band was a guy I picked with back in high school. We sang gospel and my pickin' stole the crowd. He got jealous and he bought an electric guitar just so he could drown me out by playing loud. Then I found a job working with a rock group, but the rhythm player was short and kinda small. He resented me because I towered above him, so he got me fired for being just too tall. If you wonder why I'm just a one-man band, and listen closely, perhaps you'll understand. Down in Nashville, I was half of a country duo. In those smoky bars, I was the lady's choice. But my partner got upset and turned my mics off, so no one could hear my guitar or my voice. Later on at the station, and my band played bluegrass, but the guys got mad if I would tell a joke. And they sounded bad the last set every evening, cause they spent their intermission smoking dope. It's no wonder that I'm just a one-man band. Hey, I'm not through yet, there's more to understand. Every picker has a mother, wife, or girlfriend, and some of them may even have all three. Now these pickers with their mothers, wives, and girlfriends always manage to get real put out with me. So I'm happy now to travel this world over with my two guitars, Sylvia and Michelle. And I'm thankful for the day that I discovered I could fire the band and do it all myself. So you've wondered why I'm just a one-man band, and now I've told you, now you know and understand.
Randall Hilton states, quote, "I wrote this about the worst band leader in history. Yours truly. I've had the worst luck with bands over the years. It's about 90% true for those of you keeping score at home," end of quote. Randall singing One Man Band from his Copper Creek release, True Stories, Tall Tales, and Lies. The Cana Ramblers were sandwiched in between with Your Other Man from their No Expectations foray. Talk about settling for less. And Nate Leaf began matters with his swinging, Elvis-like rendition of One Woman Man, which appears on his Patuxent disc, I've Always Been a Rambler. Well, time for us to ramble on up to and through our upcoming break. The Pickin' on Pickers will get us there with Old Man from their Getting High on Neil Young Excursion. More rapscallion scoundrels and knaves, and worse, upon our return from our break, here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We have returned, now turning our attention to a type of man that is inexorably entwined into the fabric of bluegrass land. I'm talking about the old-time man, and especially everyone's favorite, the subject of much admiration, the old-time preacher man. This is Volume 5.
Daddy was an old-time preacher man. He preached the word of God throughout the land. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man, and the owner would get up to testify as we'd sing in the sweet by and by. Then we'd sing, I'm on my way to Canaan's land. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man.
Ooh. Revivals and camp meetings went 4 weeks. Folks came from all around to hear him preach. Daddy said if one was saved, it's worth it all. But the aisles were always filled at altar call.
Daddy was an old-time preacher man. He preached the word of God throughout the land. He preached so plain a child could understand. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man.
On the deep for the rest of the river days. Does he then come back as a channel cat? Are the wasps that light on the wheel? Are the birds that fly through a summer sky? Are the fish swimming under the keel? Where's an old-time pilot go after he's stood his last watch? Does he fall by the ear of the man who steers, saying, hold her on that notch? There's a gentle sneeze in the river breeze, saying, son, I'm going. Light their pipes and go off in the night. Or was that fireflies instead?
Soul live on in the engine song.
while the striker checks the gear. Is he still afloat on an old steamboat after he's gone from here?
A pair of old-timers for your listening and dancing pleasure. John Hartford gave us Old Time River Man from his Flying Fish release, Down on the River, and Volume 5 was immediately prior, covering a Dolly Parton tune, Daddy Was an Old Time Preacher Man, on their Voices CD. That tune was written by Dolly and her aunt Dorothy Jo Hope about the Reverend Jake Owens, a Pentecostal minister who was Dolly's maternal grandfather. You're hearing about all manner of high, blue, and lonesome men thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. Men in Bluegrass Land are not always known by their character traits, their habits, or their age. Sometimes they're known by their physical appearance. Case in point is the One-Armed Man, a Dead South tune alluding to the 60s television show starring David Janssen as Dr. Richard Kimball, who is wrongfully convicted of murdering his wife and spends 4 years, from 1963 to 1967, searching for the real killer, a one-armed man.
I did it for my baby. I did it for that bottle. And I do it for my one-armed man who likes to please my dirty soul. Can I see your baby? Can I see your dog? Can I kiss you maybe before I'm up against the wall? Playing tricky games, but the players have all gone. Take me for a ride, I'm whiskey strong. Can I be the morning? Can I be the night? Can I be the afternoon that make you feel alright? I'm gonna be the night crawl that crawls to your bed. Baby, less bad heads. I did it for my baby.
Here's something. See if you can play this with me. pitch to it to...
Yeah. I'll tell you what, where I got that. I was setting up one morning, got up early and was practicing. And my brother-in-law used to live with me, and he had his leg cut off right below the knee. And sometimes when he'd get up early in the morning, he'd hop around through the house a while before he'd strap his leg on. And I was playing that little old thing, and I could hear him hopping through the house, and it was right in time with what I was playing. So I called it One-Legged Man. So let's see if we can play it.
He grew up poor, but he grew the muscadines. A distant cousin to the Roanoke Pines. People came from all around to this little country town to have a drink on Saturday night. When the wine he made, it tasted just like tea, and everybody felt that camaraderie. From his anecdotes and stories, reeling in old time glories, just drinking out on Saturday. Swallow the hook, taste and rhyme. Just keep holding on, just keep pulling that line. A local preacher didn't seem to be stank of Saturday's blues. He brought it up once at a meeting, but who died and left him king of every Friday Saturday nights. Undertaken with a cord of herbicide, cut with bleach and a tablespoon of pride. He spread the vine down to the roots, got a little on his boots, and left a trail on Saturday night. Swallow the grind. They just keep holding on, they just keep pulling that line. Well, the leaves are wilted and they've turned brown. Withered muscadines are scattered all. But nobody could foresee how angry they'd be when they caught him on that Saturday night. The farmer was the one who took the lead. The jerk his sorry ass to the cottonwood tree. One man's strength was called. He put a gaffer in his jaw and strung him up on Saturday night. Swallow the hook, taste of the brine. Holding on, just keep pulling that line.
Randy Steele singing about the one-man stringer on his Songs from the Suck release. I'm not entirely sure what this song is about. Maybe a guy that strings women along in serial fashion? Buck White was in the middle with Del McCurry helping out on rhythm guitar, telling the story of the One-Legged Man. That's from David Grisman's Bluegrass Mandolin Extravaganza collection. And the Dead South led things off with the One Arm Man from their Illusion and Doubt disc. In 2013, TV Guide named the One Arm Man number 5 on their list of the 60 nastiest villains of all time. Samantha Casey and the Bluegrass Jam will end all of our visitation with Old Man's Ride from their Casey's Fair project. And on that high, happy, the One-Armed Man went by a number of aliases in the Fugitive TV series, including Steve Kramer, a numbers runner for the mob, Carl Stoker, a college janitor, and Fred Johnson, a dishwasher. Kind of note. This is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, it's a twisting or spiral course that all things bluegrassical follow. I'm Dave Higgs, and with the assistance of Sierra Hall, Andy Thorne, Bobby Atkins, and the Nashville Bluegrass Band, we'll be looking at winding streams, rivers, roads, trails, and time on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.